Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Here, let me turn that down. I'm in my vehicle. So, it's a change of season. Heading from fall into winter, and so my dad is in the hospital, and he's got pneumonia, and he's also got COVID as well. Somebody's riding by on a bike. Just give me a minute here. So, he's taking a turn for the worse. We can't go see him right now because he's in the COVID ward. And I talked to the doctor today, and he's taking a turn for the worse. So, between me, my mom, and my sibling, you know, we have a decision that we have to make. The doctor had said that, you know, they're doing the best they can for him. He's got pneumonia, his systems are failing, and he might make a recovery, a kickback, but they don't know. So he did say that, you know, we have a choice that we're probably going to have to make in the next day or two, and that would be to put my dad on what's called comfort care, to where he actually is going to die. And if that happens, then at least my mom can go in and see him. And, you know, my dad's an old guy. He's had a long life. And this is very sad for me, but, you know, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. You can pray, and which is what I've been doing. I think back to a couple of things, and I may have mentioned this before, and by the way, thanks, Crimson, for the call. I appreciate it. I couldn't talk to you the other day because of so much shit going on. But, you know, I think back to Blondie and what she said to me. She said, you know, this is my life now. And I didn't get into all the details with her. You know, I cared about that woman. I still do. I really do. But, you know, we each have our own paths that we have to walk. I gotta tell you that there are good women out there. I'm not pushing anything. But Widow has been just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And she's not one of these gold-digging, money-grubbing whores. She's just a good woman. And how rare that is. How rare that is these days. So, I don't know what to say. I'm sad right now. But there's nothing I can do. I mean, if you knew how old my dad was, you'd be saying that, wow, he's had a long life. And he has. And we all have had our trials and tribulations, the things that happen to us in life that test us, you know, tests our resolve and our faith, and all things for the glory of God. Truly, I mean, what else is there? Look at the mad world that we live in. Everybody fighting for table scraps and people trying to kill people and this whole New World Order shit where they want to own and control the world. Fuck it. Let them. Let them. You don't have to be a part of it. I'm not going to be a part of it. my work. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm probably going to lose my job. My manager has been a decent guy on this. I told him, you know, I've been exposed to COVID and that I and situation with my dad and my mom. And I tell you, just having this bomb dropped on me, they get in the house and then all of a sudden dad goes sick. I tried to take care of him. I couldn't take care of him. I got a nursing assistant in here and she said, you need to get him to the hospital. So we brought him there and, you know, he seemed to be doing better. And now he's taking a turn for the worse. And, you know, your dad's got pneumonia. And he's an old guy. So I just hope he goes peacefully. And I think tomorrow we're going to have to make the decision that if he hasn't come out of it, that he's going to basically go into comfort care where he will die in the next day or two. And I know that they at this hospital have been doing all they can. I've seen it when I was there, and I hear it in the nurses' voices and when I talk to them on the phone. You know, yeah, I know what you're thinking. I'd be there. Well, yeah, there's nothing too much you can do. You know, I pulled my dad out of the hospital the first time, and I can't second guess myself on this stuff, but he wasn't receiving any care, for God's sakes. Uncovered, cold, in a waiting room. Probably where he fucking got it, you know? So, and then he came home and, you know, tried to give him the best care that I could. But, man, there's... ooh, I see how fallible and weak I am as far as... I'm not that weak of a person, but, man, I just could not give him the care he needed. I wasn't getting any sleep. I finally got a good night's sleep last night. Yeah, your buddy got COVID. Because, you know, you lose your sense of taste and smell, apparently. I lost it. It's back now. I can smell and I can taste again. I got a good night's sleep. I'm coughing up some heavier phlegm, but... you know, ultimately for me, it was just a bad cold for a couple days. Whoop-de-fucking-do. When I first got it, I needed sleep. I needed 2 days of sleep, and then I started being on the mend. Lost my sense of smell about day three and a half, taste and smell. But now I'm on, what? Well, shit. No, it's been a little over a week, and I'm on the mend. I'm still quarantining. I'm just out in my vehicle. My sibling got it, too. Widow got it. My mom has not gotten it. Thank God for that. My mom has been... she's a good woman, but just me taking care of her, too, and it's like they got over to my house, and then, boom, everything just fucking falls apart, and what a test of my endurance and strength, and my patience, for God's sakes. But, you know, gentlemen, you gotta do what you gotta do. I know that we don't all come from happy families and things of that nature, but my parents have been good to me. They've done a good job raising my siblings and I, and you know, it's down to just one sibling. One passed away many, many years ago. That's a sad story too, but what do you do? I mean, not here to go boo-hoo-hoo. I'm just here. I talk about my life. You guys know that. Not looking for sympathy. I do appreciate the prayers that you guys have given. The well wishes. You know, we're human. We go through our lives. And Sinister, thanks for the for the private messages, man. I really appreciate it. No, you're not alone out here either. I know I'm not. And I appreciate the fact that you gentlemen are caring individuals and that you seek camaraderie. I know that we've never met in person. We may never meet in person. But there are people out here that care. You know that. You know, a lot of us care to a fault, which is why we've gotten ourselves into situations in our lives that have allowed us to be taken advantage of by women, by other people, by lawyers, and shit like that. You know, I got a thing from the state on my phone, bing. We understand that you've been exposed to COVID. If you have, press yes here. If not, press no. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. Mom is home alone, but she's all right. She's dressed. My mom's ambulatory. She can move around and do stuff. And I'm running out to get some final things for Thanksgiving dinner. And yes, we're not going to put off Thanksgiving dinner because of the situation. We're going to take it as it comes. I have this week off of work. I've taken Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I had Thursday and Friday. I just said I ain't going to be able to do it. Ain't going to be able to do it. The projects and shit that I'm on, you need to reassign them. And then they got me fucking on call starting on Monday. And, you know, I got to today to change my fucking medical shit at work, but why at this point in time change it? It'll just kick over and be a little more expensive, and I'll have the same coverage, so I'm just going to do it till I lose it, which I got to think is coming pretty goddamn quick. But I'll cash out my 401k, and I'll collect unemployment, and I'll do what I gotta do, and if I have to tap into my shinies eventually, I will. I'm not concerned about that shit right now. I knew life was going to change rapidly for me anyways. You know, this is why I spent that time setting myself up, because I knew that I couldn't keep going at the pace I was going. And I knew life is going to change. So I've come to accept my fate. I had the conversation with my mom today. I'm like, Mom, when did you kind of feel it going down again, you know? She told me the age, and I go, good. I got a certain number of years to get all the hookers and blow in that I need to get in and then check out. I said that to Widow, too. She was sitting there. I said, well, looks like I'm on a hooker and blow diet. And she kind of looked at me and I said, you know I'm kidding, right? I said, I got X number of years left. It's party time. She kind of laughed with me. And nope. Just, again, overall good woman. Yeah, that's what I got for now, gents. I'm run over to the grocery store. Just going to run in quick, grab a couple things, and get out. And going to let my kids know what the situation is with their grandpa. Whether or not they do anything about it, that's on them. And you know, I had gotten the call from the doctor today, this morning, and we talked about the things, and I truly think that tomorrow is probably the decision to move him into care, because he's not fully cognizant. The doctor said he's kind of delusional and stuff, and when I talked to him yesterday, he's like, hi son, and so he was pretty good yesterday, but he's on a decline, and we at least got to talk to him, and he's on full bore oxygen right now. So I think the season in my dad's life is coming to an end. And the sun is setting on him. And honestly, I think that's probably going to be for the best overall, because what we still got coming at us, what we still have coming at us. I talked to Mom today before the doctor called, and I said, you know, I hate to say this, Mom, but, you know, if Dad doesn't come out of the hospital, like, able to walk and stuff again, we're going to have to get him into a nursing home, because I cannot give him the care he needs. And with what's going to be required and stuff, you know, my parents are not wealthy by any means. They have some money saved up, but it's going to be eaten up so damn quick. And it's going to have to figure it out, gents. So, I mean, all of our lives are going to eventually come to an end. And, you know, like I said, I bought that GTO as a investment. I got no qualms about letting that go. And if this house that I'm in goes and it doesn't get handed down, that's the way it goes. I'm going to buy an RV. And I'm going to live out of an RV. Because you know what? I can afford that. And I can be mobile. Now, widow, bless her heart, she said, you'll always have a place. You can come live with me. Because she has her own house. And I said, well, that's very sweet of you. I appreciate that. And her and I have kind of talked anyways about doing RV life in the winter. Head down somewhere where it's warm and just kind of live out of the RV for a couple months. And then come back to where I live, or, you know, the state I live in. Because it's a beautiful state. But I tell you, the winters can get brutal. And the older I get, the more I don't want to go through winters. And so my thought is, come spring, I'll sell the goat and I'll just turn around and buy a decent RV. And I'll try to work gig jobs and stuff, because really it ain't about the money. If you got enough money to have food and gas for the RV, and there's plenty of places to boondock, hook up for free, basically. And not hook up, but stay for free. State parks, national forests, things of that, you know. If it's not the cold that'll get you, Bigfoot will get you. Oh, I listen to this podcast when I go to bed. It's called Dixie Cryptid. It's on YouTube. Guy's out of Mississippi. He's just got a southern drawl. And he reads stories about Bigfoot. Some might be true, some might not. But, you know, it's a good thing to go to sleep to. Takes my mind off of stuff and just kind of lets me drift away. I wouldn't say he's got a monotone voice, but he's got that voice that can kind of lull you to sleep. So that certainly helps me out. So check it out. I mean, Dixie Cryptid. It's pretty good. Some of them are alright stories, and some of them are pretty good. The guy's name is Cameron. And he's also got another podcast called What If It's True. Pretty good stuff. Just enough to take your mind off the bullshit. Oh. Yeah, I feel pretty good. I did get a good night's sleep last night. I've been burning the candle at both ends. My mom has needed a lot of help in the nighttime. And All right. Well, sorry about that. Got the recording got interrupted by a phone call. That was the nurse from the hospital just kind of giving me status on my dad. And, you know, I think it's going to be, tomorrow, most likely, we're going to end up moving him into comfort care because he's weak. He's very weak. And they had a speech therapist come. And I think your buddy Taugio's dad is going to be moving on here. So, well, there's nothing more I can tell you right now. It is what it is, gentlemen. And with that said, there is an art to going your own way. We do the best you can. Cherish those good relationships that you have. Get rid of the toxic ones. Nobody's got time for that. Take care, gentlemen. Goodbye.